Hundreds of protesters gathered in Portland Sunday, a day after U.S. President Donald Trump deployed troops to the city, authorizing full force if necessary. According to the Pentagon, the troops will be stationed there for 60 days to protect immigration and customs enforcement and other federal personnel. The deployment comes despite objections from the governor and other state leaders. The protests got heated late Sunday night when federal agents began to engage with protesters. Several dozen people demonstrated outside an ICE facility, which Trump said was under siege from attack by Antifa and other domestic terrorists on social media.
There is no insurrection. There is no threat to national security, and there is no need for military troops in our major city. Any federal takeover with military troops in our state is a threat to communities across Oregon. It violates our right to govern ourselves. It interferes with local law enforcement's ability to fulfill their mission. And frankly, it drains taxpayer resources that could be better spent elsewhere. And again, I communicated that to the president directly. Oregon is our home. It is not a military target. Any deployment would be an abuse of power and a misuse of federal troops. And I just want to wrap up by saying I believe the president does not have the authority to deploy federal troops on state soil.